The following program is intended for mature audiences.
From Prairie Village, Kansas, it's the Up All Night Radio Show.
Hey now.
I'm Steve McKay.
And I'm McShane.
And this is the Up All Night Radio Show.
I'm trying to get as deep as you, and I just can't do it.
Extravaganza.
The big extravaganza. Yes, from beautiful Prairie freaking Village, Kansas.
Welcome to our empire.
This is massive, massive empire. We're not going to have a massive show. We're going to have a Twilight Zone freak show tonight. What do you think about that?
I like everything Twilighty and freaky.
Yeah, we're going to get creepy and all kinds of stuff. And hopefully, we'll get some phone calls with more creepy stories.
Yeah, we want to hear them.
And
the creepier, the better.
The creepier, the better. And if you got a really good one, you're going to win a prize. How about that?
There you go. Love giving away goodies.
Well, you got to stay with us. We're going to have a good time.
That sounds creepy. Tell me your creepiest story and we'll give you some goodies.
Hey, that little girl will give you a sucker. Something to suck on, little
legal
girl.
Age, little girl.
That's correct. Anyway, while you're waiting through this introduction and we get to the meat of the show, you can head up to the website now because we got the webcam on.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me click on there and see you there.
Yeah.
There you are. There's McShane.
It's a scare alert right here.
What does the hat say? Oh, it's a NASCAR hat.
Yeah, that's my 88. That's my Dale Jr. pride right there.
Oh, we got Trish in the box, I see already. So I bet she'll have some crazy, wild stories.
Hey, Trish.
Hopefully she'll call in later. But, hit up the website, macandtravis.com. Oh, you're smoking on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
MacandTravis.com, MacandTravis.com. I need to get the Mac and Mick, I guess. Man, that sounds like that tick and tack guy from the public radio, car repair. Are we going to give car advice, too, on how to repair your car tonight?
Yeah, we could if you want. Yeah. Mine ticks plenty loud, only because I'm an idiot and bought the wrong the wrong model with the wrong engine type.
So we're going to have a good time anyway, and we got the chat box and all that, and we got some great music, and we're going to be giving, like I said, a CD away, and I got a couple requests already in the chat box for songs. We'll work on it.
Right on. We're going to wear, we'll be right back, right after this.
Hello there, this is Dave Harrison, the creator and producer of the Blues in the Blood Blues podcast, your first stop for the best of the blues. It's a free and commercial-free podcast that's out twice a month. It's an hour-long show that plays new and old blues music from signed and independent artists. To get more information, go to my website, bluesintheblood.com, that's bluesintheblood.com, and subscribe today. Then get a refill on your favorite drink, grab a seat, and get ready to get some blues in the blood.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Are you there? Are you awake? Are you awake?
Are you awake? Are you conscious? Wake up!
It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
Yeah, we're back here. All night. We're back in Nick. Looks like we're going to be giving car advice tonight, too.
All right, cars.
Let me explain all this. Let me get everybody prepared. We're not going to take the phone calls right away, so wait. We're going to do a couple segments. We got a lot to get to tonight. But I want you to understand what we're looking for tonight. We're looking for, this is the, I screwed this all up because I was supposed to be playing this when I was talking.
You're traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Okay, so what we're looking for is strange, odd, weird, ridiculous stories that you've heard, that's happened to you, anything like that, or urban legends. And that's what we're going to be getting to. We'll give you some examples here in a little bit. But it doesn't have to be just paranormal. It could be, we prefer sexual weirdnesses, anything like that. Urban legends are always great. And anything, because everybody's heard stories. And so we're going to delve into that and find out what people have happened.
I've heard Tracy Lord's breasts were urban legends.
Man, she's got nice. Wow. She's never been a babe of the week. Well, how come of that?
I don't know. she's not doing porn, according to her, anymore. She's a legitimate actress. But, you know, that's kind of funny because the first movie that I've seen her in that wasn't porn had to do with porn. Zach and Miri makes a porn movie. Makes a porno. And it's a Seth Rogen movie. And she just plays the porn. So I'm going, how's that legitimate acting?
I don't know. Not screwing as much on the screen. I seen one of the first ones she was doing legit, and it was They've Come Among Us or something like that, about these space aliens that were living among us. And her top was off 90% of the time. and she was a nurse, of course, and she was in a hot outfit. And I'm going, I love this movie. But you go ahead and take it all off if you want. And have you heard interviews by her?
No, but
she's so ashamed of what she did. She's really ashamed of how that she was treated by, you know, all these people and in business and all that. And come on,
she must not be too ashamed because she keeps getting those legitimate acting parts that have basically the same role that she had, just minus the explicit stuff.
Yeah, no penetration. Otherwise, it's the same. And you got to admit though, and I know we're deviating from what we're supposed to be doing here.
My bad.
But for porn stars, she has the perfect porn star body and look to her. She looks just slutty, trashy as can be, and she is. And
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
She's kind of got a cute voice, but she kind of, in my opinion, it'd been interesting to see what she looked like with natural breasts than I can't even describe. No words describe those. So, my personal.
Nice. I know. Some people don't like silicone. I may bring that out here.
Woo woo.
I hope I got the silicone. See, I don't keep this open anymore.
Oh, no.
I'm looking for. Not under breasts. We're going to take a lot of time here just to find this one sound effect.
It's five, in the Twilight Zone.
4, 3.
I like boobies.
That's not it, but it's kind of cool to hear a woman say she likes boobies.
I like boobies.
But that's not. Oh, never mind. I'm probably on the wrong screen. Give me one more chance. It's got to be under silicone, wouldn't you think? There it is. Good girl.
By the way, you call those cheap implants boobs? Those aren't boobs. They're lies.
They're lies. Beautiful, baby. Beautiful. Okay, back to the business.
Yeah, back to business. Thanks, McShane, for sidetracking us.
We're going to do this all the time. We always do that. Anyway, get ready for your phone calls here in a little bit with your strange story. We'll give you some examples. That way you know how to go about this. And we got the phone number up there, so it's on the website. The chat box is at macandtravis.com, MACandTravis.com, macandtravis.com. Also, the webcam is on. McShane is waving at everybody. He's having a good time. You dressed up. Got a nice hat, and he's showing his bottle of, was that Coke?
Cherry Dr. Pepper.
Any added things to it, or is it just...
It says every bottle wins.
Wow. If you add a little vodka in it, it really wins.
I'm telling you.
But anything else that I need to... Oh, the show notes are there and the babe of the week. And we'll be getting to her in a little bit later.
The babe of the week.
Also, we're proud to announce... Let me go ahead and give the drum roll on this, baby. We've got a little more business. And then we'll get to the drum roll. Yes. We have a sponsor. We have a sponsor. And it's a Micro Dog Solutions.
Woohoo!
And they're working on their website, so if you click on the banner and you go to Micro Dog Solutions, it looks, well, they're still working on it. And guess what? Micro Dog, J-Dog, that's his business.
Right on.
And he does computer solutions for businesses and stuff like that, IT certified people. So go check that out. And so he's giving us computer stuff, and we're giving him advertising. It's a barter system. That's the way America should be built, barter.
Heck yeah, I love that.
Love it, baby. And let's see. So that's it. There you go.
Right on.
That's all the news.
And that's the news with Katie Couric.
And we'll see y'all next week. Bye, everybody.
Hey, did you notice that Morgan Freeman now does the intro for the CBS Nightly News with Katie Couric instead of Walter Cronkite?
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of wicked sounding.
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
When you hear God, the voice of God, you know. And now the nightly news with Katie Couric. And he's so well-dictioned and pronunciated that I can't even get close.
You think that's going to help her ratings at all?
Maybe for about the first 30 seconds till the intro goes away.
I can't watch her. She's unwatchable. She really is.
It's gotten
me,
stupid. You know? She thinks she's some cougar now, so I don't
know. Oh, my God. Just because everybody's seen her anus doesn't mean that...
Oh, no.
I don't want to go into that at all. I don't. Yeah, that's funny, too.
Yeah, we're going to start drilling on Uranus now. That's ain't working one. In the Gulf. Did I really say that? Is this thing lost?
Just thinking. We just tell our thoughts. And let's see, there's nothing else for me to do. Welcome to Smut Radio. That's what we are.
Smut.
We've got our act cleaned up. We're doing good. I haven't said a cuss word.
We should be fucking ashamed of ourselves.
We should. Give me a yell for that.
There you go.
There you go.
I didn't want to deprive anybody of...
Absolutely. We should get that bowl back, though, and then just... put the bowl up for every cuss word, you get a dollar.
Exactly. I about went broke that one night that I was over here last 2 years ago when Casey and Jay Grimm and I came over.
That was
just insane.
Who's this MFSP in the chat box?
I don't know. I'm assuming she knows Diva Trish, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, hello.
I'm thinking
MFSP,
but I'm not sure. I could be wrong.
I'm trying to figure out what they stand for. At first, I thought it was McShane FSP. I'm going, what the heck does that mean? But I don't know. Welcome, anyway. Nice to have you here.
Yes, yes. Welcome to our rhetoric.
Yeah. We actually have fun here.
Yes, we do.
This I was trying to explain this to somebody. What this is a bunch of friends getting together in the middle of the night and talking. And all our friends in the chat box are talking, but they have to write it down, unless they have a phone call, then they can talk on the phone.
There's nothing. There's nothing different. there's nothing different than about this than there was sitting up all night playing D&D.
Yeah,
Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. I'll take the 10 die roll at. Oh boy. Let me see. I'm going to use my sword. And yeah,
that's all this is. It's the new generation of getting together and doing cards. I'm old cards or Dungeons and Dragons. And
yeah, that's
whatever.
A long time ago. Gary Gygax made a killing off that.
Anyway, so what? Tell us about the McShane Rock Show. What's been going on there? Tease us.
Same old stuff. Like,
you
lots got a great
you got
an remote.
You, can you pimp that, or is that a secret now?
It's not a secret, no. I think it's about a 90%, 95% go. I'm pretty darn sure. We've already gotten clearance from the establishment and the band, but it seems in August. I can't remember the exact date. I think it's the 18th is smacking me in the forehead for some reason, but I know that's probably not it, but. We'll probably be at the Uptown Theater, Kansas City here.
Very nice place.
Doing a live remote with Teacher's Pet, and opening for them will be the Kansas City School of Rock.
Mm.
So that'll be a cool little show.
Yeah.
Very nice place.
Oh, it's very nice.
From what I hear. I've not stepped foot in there, to be honest, so it'll be a new experience for me.
Travis did some of the construction there.
Really?
Yeah, the insulation of the pipes. So if you go in the bathroom and lift up one of the ceiling tiles, you'll be able to see his handiwork.
He'll say, Travis was here.
He might have wrote something, Gilroy was here, or something like that. Yeah, I've been there once, and it is extraordinary. It's a beautiful place, and so they're gonna let you're gonna be plugged into their system and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's freaking awesome.
Get a good drop off of it, and supposedly they have good solid wireless. So this time we shouldn't blow up on the feed, which is always a big plus.
Yeah. Well, we'll be excited about hearing all the details and actually listening in, tell everybody where it's going to be and all that when the time comes.
So. Yeah. Closer it gets, the more I can pimp it out there a little bit more, and hopefully get some listeners in.
Cool, excellent.
Friday nights. Other than that, we're still doing the weekly beer song. We're still doing Drunken News with Beck and the Drew Reporter.
She's not in the box. What's the deal with that?
She was head bobbing on the couch when I left. I had to wake her up and go, "Hey, I'm leaving." Okay.
We'll have to call her later. Hey, wake up.
Yeah. So, it's a lot of good things. We're actually getting, thanks to Drew, Drew Daddy, the co-host. He's doing some reconstruction of a new broadcast table for the studio. So hopefully we'll get back down into the Pickled Liver Studios. And
cool. You want some applause on that
sure.
for him?
Heck yeah. It'd be a full-blown deal.
Cool. So you'll be able to get the big bands in there and everybody.
Should be able to. It'll be a permanent four station, but wide enough at each station for two people.
So you could actually have a woman sit on your lap, too. So that would actually
really
double
wanted.
That up for each station.
If you really wanted. And it'll be in a half moon type setup off the control board. So hopefully it'll.
You're going to have a webcam then.
Yeah, I might have to get some accent lighting and stuff.
Like
and
you said, have the controllable one that you can just have one thing and just rotate it on people. That'd be awesome.
Remote control motorized webcam. That would be some cool stuff right there.
It would be.
So, yeah, I'm kind of excited for that.
That's awesome. And your other show?
You gonna Planet Unsigned, kicking along, 1 hour. And we're just doing wacky stuff.
Cool.
Wacky stuff. Me and Casey and... let's see. We've got the right now. We've got basically the barbecue recipe of the day or of the week. So he threw out some grilled bacon stuff here a couple weeks ago, and we had some barbecue sauce. Recipes. Wow.
Well, that's Kansas City, so that's a Kansas City deal right there.
40 sucks. 40 sucks. I'll be 41, 42 in another month, next month, and so my brain's gone.
Lucky you. I'm pushing that 50 thing, and then I'll be Mr. Creepy Guy.
Woo-woo!
I won't be able to say, you want some candy, little girl, without getting arrested?
No. So either one of those shows, you can go to mcshanerockshow.com. Or planetunsigned.com and catch either one of those.
And I made your name a link, but apparently I screwed it up, so I will fix that. Underneath your picture at the website there,
awesome.
Click on it, and now it goes, now themcshanerockshow.com. How come it didn't come up?
Because it's mcshanerockshow.com.
Okay, get rid of the "the."
Yep.
No, the. Well, I'll fix that. I was thinking
although that would have made more sense.
No. I guess you get both and then just have one direct linked over there.
So. Oh, man. GoDaddy already gets a lot of my money.
Yeah, but it goes to what's-her-face. She's hot.
Yeah,
she's
you know what? They pimp those commercials and they go, videos are unrated content, you know. Well, you go there, and you're like, because everybody's curious.
Oh,
okay,
I've been there myself. Yeah.
And I go, what's they could have showed this on TV. There was nothing more on there that was any different than what they showed on TV. You idiots, you just, I fell for the grand classic advertising ploy.
That's right. Get you to the website. That was what they're doing.
Gee, Christmas.
Oh, well. We'll be right back with more Up All Night.
Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. You know, most of you have gotten to know me through my radio show, Journeys with Rebecca. But I wanted to let you know that for over 20 years, I provided readings to many, many people. I use my gifts to tune into your vibrations and your energy to bring forth information that assists you in your life. Now, I use energy techniques that can realign you to better physical health and share practical methods can bring in peace, understanding, and more. All for you, unique individual, so that you can receive that which you need in the now. So log on to journeyswithrebecca.com and click on the About Rebecca tab and follow the reading link, or email me, rebecca@journeyswithrebecca.com.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
I'll sleep all day, out all night. I know where you're going. I don't think that's...
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You know, Mac, if you can't stop staring at my tits, I'm going to quit. It's the Up All Night radio show.
All right, back here, Up All Night radio show.
You know, I've threatened to do that, too.
Don't stop staring at my tits, I'm going to quit.
Do you have to say that to your co-host?
Yeah, no.
Ow!
My co-host says that to me.
We got to get some women in here. We're just two lonely guys that need women in here is our issue.
I can't say I'm lonely.
I am not either. I'm married to ESPN. Even though LeBron lost, I'm still married to ESPN. And now there's nothing to watch.
Nothing.
Okay. I know I'm not going to get into sports, but this annoys me, and I've got to ask you this.
Okay.
If you're a Kansas City resident.
All right.
Kansas City Royals has not had a winning season for 18 freaking years.
Correct.
Now, I can understand if its team runs around 500 and it's in the playoffs maybe once every 5 years. You would be annoyed at that. But this is not even a winning record in 18 years. That is something else. That's amazing.
It's amazing.
I got to find a sound effect that shows how amazing that is. And it's not going to be good. That's for damn sure. Here. I don't get it.
And the saddest thing is, it always falls down on the coach.
Yeah, yeah, he's gone.
He's gone.
I just don't understand. You know, you figure at some point they just need to get rid of that owner.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to win. As much as I hate George Steinbrenner, he is a good owner to his fans, which is the only person he cares about.
Yeah, yeah, money. Money, 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 money.
I love baseball. You know, I did the board op for our little radio station, and it was Royals every freaking night, and I really enjoyed it. And that was back when they won. You know,
they got that nice new stadium out there, which is killer. And now they need to screw their heads on straight and get turned around, because it's bad when your Cy Young pitcher going into the new season says, I don't think anybody in this league is good enough to do anything, including himself. And with that kind of attitude, you're not going to expect much. So hopefully they'll get a, you know, where they walk out there and expect to do good instead of expecting to do bad. But
yeah. And then, AZ says, be patient. 18 years. But I do hear all these former Royals, and they do great. You know, they're winning World Series, and you go, why didn't we keep them? What do we...
It's the same reason why the Chiefs get rid of all their good players.
There's another praise. I'm pissed because my Diamondbacks are in the cellar, too. Yeah, but the Diamondbacks have been good. They have had recently. I mean, not real recently, but they won a World Series in the last 18 years. So
what happened? I heard something. I read something on the news here a while back about the Colorado Rockies. Did they sell and go bankrupt? I'm not sure, but it was like all of a sudden they were.
Wow.
That's what I heard. I think I remember saying something about
that. I heard
that.
Just a little smidget of something about it, but I didn't pay attention. Maybe AZ Racer, he's our sports aficionado.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping he would know and
now
heard something about it.
He may not be paying much attention because his World Cup soccer is coming up, and he's all about that.
There you go.
Man. Anyway. Okay, let me get to the babe of the week.
Yee-hoo!
Now, I have no details on this chick, and I just ran across her, but she has beautiful red hair. And
mercy sakes.
Please introduce us to the babe of the week.
Hello, Miss Kay Parker.
Now, you got to refresh.
Oh, did you change it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And the show notes are all different, too. There you go, baby.
Oh. Okay.
Now you see that.
Now I see it. I've been off a little bit.
If you
here.
Still have Kay Parker on your screen, people, refresh. Because this is a red. And I couldn't make her black and white because, you know, that fits our mode that we're trying to, our eerie nighttime show thing. But with that red hair, I couldn't do it.
be Christina Hendricks. You're redheaded. Yeah. Is she Irish?
I don't know, but she's got pretty red hair. And she seems to be a bit full-figured. And
nice high cheeks. And
yeah. So I would guess if I was a shoe fetish sort of guy, she's probably got a little bit larger foot, maybe 8.5, 8.75, 9.
I will concur.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, not bad at all. Good choice.
And I just ran across her. I was looking at somebody. Well, here's the deal. And actually, I was going. This is stupid. But, you know, everybody wants Betty White to be the, you know, do the Academy Awards and all that.
Right, right.
Well, I figured, well, I'll make her Babe of the Week. A young Betty White.
Right.
And I look for sexy pictures of her, and there's not much happening there. So I just kind of pulled it over. And then I realized, and I'll go ahead and do this kind of bit here.
Okay.
Is that... That's you remember the old bit by George Carlin that this phrase has never been uttered by a human being? These words in this combination have never been spoken before.
Okay.
And so that kind of is fitting that our Babe of the Week is Betty White. That probably has never been spoken before. Those words in that phrase has never been spoken before. And so I've got a few others here that I found out that probably have never been spoken. This is the first time in human existence of the English language that you will ever hear these words spoken in this way. Did you hear they're having Bible study at the adult alternative lifestyle club? That probably has never been said before.
Can I have an amen?
let's see. I can't read my writing. Let me get my glasses on. Tell you how old it is. I'll go ahead and do this one. Mac, you're a great lover. Those phrases, that phrase has never been spoken before, ever.
And that's where you need the wah, 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 wah. That's where there you go.
Let's see. Oh, yes, the last one is, I would like a threesome with Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
That phrase has never been spoken before.
What a waste of a good Dr. Pepper. Holy smoke.
Wow. All right, well, let's get to the artist of the week because we got to get to the crazy stories. Joe Badamata, and I can't pronounce his name worth a hoot. But you know who I mean. His link is right up there. We're going to take a listen.
Badamata?
Badamata. Thank you very much. You got to say it really fast.
Joe Badamata.
And I forgot the S part. And let me look.
Badamata sound better, though.
Boy, that's hard to say. He really needs to change his name.
Are
to
you talking to
easy.
Me?
And I'm looking for the song that I hear. What's the Nightlife? Nightlife? Is that the one I want? Nightlife. Let's see if that's Joe Badamata.
All right.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Badamassa.
Joe Badamassa.
With B.B. King. According to AC, it definitely sounds like B.B. in there. I wonder, when I was playing, it's like, well, that doesn't sound like Joe Badamassa.
Badamassa.
I'll say it real quick. Badamassa. He's awesome. We're going to hear another song. That's from his brand new CD. And I don't know the name of it. Whatever. So, anyway. How much time we got left here?
Badamassa.
Oh, we got a little bit of time. Want to go ahead and try to get started on these wacky, crazy stories, this
we
whole
can.
Theory about this. Now, if you call in and you have the best story of the night or you just have a good story, we'll give you a free CD of Zedhead. And I guess I could hold it up to the webcam.
Zedhead.
It's their brand new CD. By the way, they're working on another new CD. So check it out. This is Texas Cufflinks. Sorry, Texas Cufflinks. And we're going to hear a song. Oh, it's got Shotgun on it. Love that song. We got to play that. That's been one of our favorite songs. But the link to them are right there. So you can go and click on them. And if you don't win a CD, go buy one. How about that?
There you go.
Zedhead.
Definitely support your artist.
Our buddy Fogman is in Zedhead. And he's a Kansas City guy.
Is he? Cool. He
lives up in Canada.
Canada from KC.
Okay, so here's the deal on this story. We're going to be taking your phone calls here in the next segment. Any story about, obviously it could be UFOs, ghosts, paranormal, or it could be urban myth, strange, odd, sexual story, anything like that. Just a plain creepy story, anything weird or creepy that happened to you or maybe a friend. Or maybe you just heard a friend talk about it, or maybe you heard a friend talking about it to somebody else, but you weren't supposed to know about it. Or maybe you heard it from another friend who works at the milk factory, and I don't know, anything like that. So, embellishments, it's up to you. Whatever. But here's the story, and I really I need to wait on that story, because I want Breeze in there, because it happened down in Republic. No, I'll go ahead and tell it. Republic... When I had the kids back in the day when I was married, we used to have game night, and we'd sit around and we'd do like question of the night, and we'd I'd ask them what's the strangest story. That's where this actually came from. Where the strangest, wackiest, weird story you've ever heard? And these are like 16, 15 year old kids, mm-hmm. And some of the stories they said, oh my freaking God. but anyway, and I think it was my stepdaughter told me this story. Supposedly it happened in Republic, Missouri. A woman, young girl, got drunk, and she lived out on a farm, and so she went out to a John Deere tractor, and she straddled the shift knob and proceeded to pleasure herself with the shift knob of the John Deere tractor. And apparently the adrenaline got going and all that, and the alcohol was going, and she passed out and dead.
Wow.
Bled to death.
Wow.
So there's you that story. Is that a weird, wacky story?
That's a weird, wacky story. Hmm.
True or not?
I don't know. Do we have to add? Is that a question?
No. That's just I don't know. That's just one of those stories I'll never forget, especially when, you know, a 15-year-old girl is telling you this story.
I keep waiting for Will Riker, you know, Jonathan Frakes to go. So is this a fact or fiction?
Fact or fiction. It doesn't really matter. It's Mac or not. Mac or Mick.
Mac or fiction.
Mac or fiction. It's kind of, see, there's another idea for you people that work at Discovery. Have a, like, Mythbusters show, but have urban myths and dispel them or find them true. Is that a good idea?
Good idea.
Good idea. I love urban myths because they're always so cool and so nutty.
Yes, sir.
And you got to imagine that most urban myths has a little bit of truth to it.
Yeah, there's got to be at least a spark of truth.
Yeah. But
smidgen.
Didn't you say you had a sister, somebody that was a nurse, or a friend that was a nurse? Because you talked about it and said, well, it's too bad she couldn't be here because she could tell us all the stories from the emergency room. Because we had J-Dog's girlfriend here, and she was a nurse, and she used to tell us stories that would just curl your hair about different objects stuck up people's butts when they come into the emergency room with a lawnmower handle sticking out their asshole, and it's just like...
Yeah, my sister went through nursing school. She was a nursing student at Rockhurst, which they interned at research back in the 80s, early 80s. Late 70s, early 80s. Yeah, early 80s. So, yeah. I'm trying to think who else I know that's that works as a nurse in an emergency room. Holy smoke.
Anyway.
Whoops.
So, do you have any weird stories? I mean, I got tons of weird stories that I'm trying to get everybody positioned. We've all heard the story about the, and it happens to be, wrote down a lot of sexual ones, about the woman that went to the hospital because she had maggots in her, you know,
ooh, my
lower section because she put tuna in there.
Oh, my.
And she'd have the cat lick it out.
Oh, no.
I told you.
There goes another good Dr. Pepper.
They don't have to be this bad, believe me. I'm just kind of doing the urban myths here. I'm trying to get through all the urban myths. The hamster for the homosexual men
tube.
Getting rid of all the anal objects out of the way right now. I just want to get rid of all those, get them off the thing.
Oh, that way
we don't want any phone calls about, you know, the hamsters because we got them out of the way. They're over with. So.
Oh, just
it's disturbing, isn't it?
That whole tuna thing.
That one of the kids told me that story too, and I guess I didn't know if it was urban legend or if it was really happened, but they couldn't give me more details.
That's just all kinds of wrong. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, if you like blues and blues rock, you'll love my 30-minute show where I interview the artists and play music by them. Some of the past guests I've had on the show have been Walter Trout, Roomful of Blues, Magic Slim, Jason Ricci, and the great Anna Popovich, plus many, many more. These shows are all available for free 24/7 at my website, www.a1blues.com. That was a1blues.com.
I don't get it. Why aren't people buying our tennis balls?
You got me.
I mean, they're fuzzy, they're yellow, they're bouncy.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. We have the bounciest balls in the business.
If people knew how bouncy our balls
they are... They would be bouncing on tennis courts from North Carolina to California.
Instead, they buy our competitors' clearly inferior balls.
Yeah, smack their balls a few hundred times and the fuzz falls right off.
And soon their balls are totally bald and barely bouncy at all.
What do we need to do to get people to try our tennis balls?
We gotta get the word out.
Word out, word out. Hey! Maybe we should advertise.
Now, that costs money, and we don't have much money.
So, yeah, I don't want to advertise until we have more money.
Which we'll get when we sell more balls and
make some profits.
So, we don't need to advertise. We just need to wait.
For what?
For profits.
You're absolutely right.
Sometimes I'm so brilliant I actually scare myself.
Yeah, gave me goosebumps.
Can I see one?
Hold look.
While you're waiting, your competitors aren't. They know something you don't know. It's called advertising, and it works. So get on the ball. This message brought to you by this station, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and produced by the famous Radio Ranch.
This is the kind of mind-numbing schlock that's turning our society into a cultural wasteland. This isn't art. This isn't even entertainment. This blows!
It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
Well, they know it blows. It definitely blows. It
smells like tuna.
Tuna. Oh, that's a bad story too, isn't it? I just had to get it out of the way because I know somebody was going to bring it up.
But. Nice.
I got a lot of UFO and ghost stories. They're kind of cool, too, and Bigfoot stories. And we got some cool show notes. We're going to get to that. But if you want to call in, yes, you may. And Trish was telling us a story in the chat box. That number is 913-322-9502. The phone number's there on the website, so you just got to go there and call in if you want. It's not toll-free. You got to pay for the call. There you go. I'm poor. Can't afford 800 phone line. What the hell you think this is? Sirius Satellite XM Radio? I hear they don't even do it anymore. They're in bankruptcy, aren't they, or some shit?
Something like that. It's not sounding very too good. Who do you think we are, Howard Stern?
Yeah. So if we get a big air balloon and with a little transmitter and stick it up in the air, could we broadcast or would the FCC come down on us, I wonder?
They'd probably shoot it down.
call it our satellite radio. That would go.
Flush the fighters. Here we go. Target rich environment.
Going down.
We'll have ourselves another Roswell event.
We'd have a big tuna on the side of the balloon. That'd be cool.
Oh, my goodness.
I got one more story here real quick, I'll tell you. And this is there's a TV show on, like, 10,000 Ways to Die. Have you seen that show?
You know.
Please explain to me.
That's a disturbing show.
Is it all true or is it some fake?
I don't know. I've watched, like, the first 30 seconds of one, and it was so disturbing for me that I just said,
I don't watch it very much, but I watched this one episode. I don't know if it's all true, but this one is so freaking bizarre. This guy works at a car wash, one of those automated car washes. And so it's closing time, so he goes in to start cleaning up, you know, inside the car wash. And the owner of the car wash thought he was already done, so he goes in and he shuts off all the lights and closes the door and locks it and leaves. Well, the guy is inside of the car wash and he's, it's dark, you can't see, and he's trying to get the hell out of there. And in a way, he's a little, this is always one of these things. So he gets disoriented, and apparently he knocks a switch on, and that makes him even more, because now there's water spewing. Okay? So finally it goes through a cycle, and it stops, and so he finally gets up, and he starts going toward the door. He slips on the soap, and he impales the back of his head into one of the spigots that squirt the water out. Then the next cycle hits in, and the water kicks on, and water squirts through his brain, and his whole head explodes. That's what their story was.
That's pretty far-fetched.
That is pretty far-fetched. I was really not quite for sure with that one.
Considering that was... I was in the car wash industry for a long time in the late 80s through the first part of the 90s, and the brushless, I've... The whole brushes and the brushless that we have converted over and they're just nozzles that are nozzles, on
so they're not pointy
pipe.
Or yeah.
And so, I mean, the pressure can cut you. I mean, at 2,000 pounds per square inch, water will cut you like a knife, but you're not going to impale your head on this stupid thing. Yeah. It might give you a bad headache.
All right.
And most of those safety switches are done by computers, and there's a pulse switch that reads the lengths of the cars and stuff. So nothing's going to turn on if there's a false start there. You got to have something there to.
All right, cool. Well, give us a busted. Give us a loud and resounding.
That's busted.
Busted, baby.
Busted. Mythbusters should hire me because I could do it clean and simple.
Busted.
We could get bust 15 in a half an hour.
talking about bust, have you seen Carrie Byron lately?
I think she got a... Was it the baby that did it to her?
I was tracking that. I got a video of her right after the baby and as she started losing weight. And those things, and they are... I don't like to brag, but there's one thing in this world I know. I can identify breasts, you know, silicone or natural. And not that I care, but I have this special ability. And the way that she shakes, they're real.
Those are baby fun bags.
Yeah. And another this, and God, she's skinny as a stick. I mean, she's lost the weight, and it's like, wow, she's just smoking hot. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's trying to doll herself up. Did you notice that in this last episode?
Oh, really? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, and I didn't get to watch it. I just watched it on the internet. But they did the duct tape number 2.
Oh yeah, I didn't get to watch it, but I. Yeah.
And she really had the makeup caked on. It's like, wow. Apparently, she's taking this. You know, they want her to take it on. You know, as being a sex symbol.
If that or she's not getting a whole lot of sleep with the new baby.
That could be it too. Let's cake it on there.
The dark circles.
They made this bridge across this big ass thing. I think it was like 200 feet up or some ungodly high. And it was a bridge made of duct tape, and that's all it was made of is duct tape. And it was, I don't know, it was just huge, long, and they made it across it without any problem. And just, I can't remember how many rolls they said, 20 rolls or something like that.
Holy
to
smoke.
Make a bridge.
That's not bad, 20 rolls?
Yeah, and they had a hook on them, so if he fell, you know, it wouldn't,
right.
It wouldn't die.
So it was just a person walking across a duct tape bridge?
Yep.
First thing that came to mind was that Budweiser commercial with the human bridge. Or the Budweiser truck.
Yes.
Come on, everybody. Wait a minute. Now we got to go back. Oh, man. Maybe not so.
And I'm trying to remember what else they did with the duct tape this time. But anyway, she destructed a car. I think the link is on the website, in fact, here. Did I put it up there? Yes, from last week's Mythbusters. And she's destructing a car, and they're going to put it back together with duct tape. You watch that video. That is amazing. Of course, you got to hear the commercial first. Blah, 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 blah.
Got to love this new commercial technology.
Yeah. And, you know, they are really pimping this so well, their TV show, with the Twitter and the Facebook and the pre-videos. They give you video cuts of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the voiceover guy, he just... Twitter's about it too, so he's got everybody's involved in the show is tweeting and Facebooking it, and I guess I could play it, but I won't. But anyway, there she's destructing this car, and she uses all these tools, and finally she wants to tear the top off the car, and she can't do it, so that she brings in the firemen, and but you could tell she's wearing a little more makeup.
Yeah, but, she's getting a little nitty, getting down and hardcore on that thing.
Yeah. We're watching Carrie Byron. Yeah.
So. Yeah, they've got her dolled up pretty good.
Yeah, so anyway, go check that out. I know we're rambling on.
Woo!
Someday I'll marry her. But
heck yeah.
If I was a stalker, and if I was a stalker, not that I am, she might be somebody I stalked. I don't know. No, I wouldn't do that.
We'll see you on the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric.
I bet she has a ton of stalkers in real life.
Oh, I would imagine.
I bet she has a ton of them. Especially since she's going with the geek side and all the geeks. Oh, it's the only girl I ever loved was Carrie Byron. It's like, get out of here, you nut job.
There was one celebrity star. I can't remember who it was. And she broke up. But... She met one of her longtime husbands over the internet, and she's like an actress, and a pretty hot one to boot. But I can't remember who it was now. It was like one of those TMZ things, and it was kind of wild. I was like, wow, okay,
that's cool. Now the I know the brunette from ABBA married
Frida.
She married I think somebody that was a fan.
Really?
And that's all it was a fan connection. And it's like, wow. I don't know if that ever worked out or not. But she's probably a little pissed because the other chick was the freaking queen of Sweden.
The queen of Sweden.
And she's not.
There's something going on. That was one of the only songs that I could dig after she left ABBA. And
I fizzled after that.
That was pretty much it for me. And that was
so
the one.
You did listen to ABBA.
My mom listened to it a lot, and she liked it real well. But I didn't mind some of their stuff. I mean, but Frida was cool. I mean, there's something going on. That was a cool song in the in the early '80s. I mean, you know,
she's smoking hot too.
Yeah, she looked pretty good back then. I've seen her now, and I'm like, wow, what the heck happened? Wow. I tell you, who looks really good still now and hasn't really changed at all is Nancy Wilson.
Oh.
From Heart.
Oh, the blonde.
Yeah. She just, to this day, I mean, she still looks just awesome. The only thing is I want to see her, I want her to dress up like she did in the late 80s, mid to late 80s, you know, when they did the big hair tease and stuff. Oh, that was really hot.
I'm waiting for the hair to come back. I missed the hair. I was watching some vintage porn with the old hair fizzied out.
Yeah.
It's cool. I know. I'm a sick smut guy.
You know, I'm stuck in the 80s myself.
Yeah.
Can't get out of
them. I'm stuck in the 80s porn, except for the Bush issue there. And we're not talking about George. God damn.
Welcome to Mike Hunt's Bush Service. Never mind. I had a commercial that I ran for a while that had Mike Hunt's bush trimming.
Oh, God.
It was great. And it was in this cheesy voice, you know. Hi, my name is Mike Hunt. Never mind. And that was Mike Hunt. Thank you. I didn't say the
Yeah, that's $5 C-word. Fine right there.
I didn't say the C word. I don't say the C word.
See if I've got the I'm looking here.
Although you got to admit on Perky's, that was always that was one of the best parts there. Has anybody seen? Takes her 5 minutes to figure out.
Oh, I'm looking here. I was going to try to find a funny here. Yeah, this whole show is not going as planned because we're not getting a lot of phone calls. We had a little old comedy bit. Don't worry. No, it's we're just not getting any calls, baby. I'm looking here for the damn.
Trish goes, "Hey Mac, if you're talking about porn, I'll hold off on calling."
No, we won't talk about porn. I apologize. I'm sorry. And better make sure what I'm looking for here is not porn related. It's not all about porn. It's about ESPN too in sports.
Yeah.
By the way,
tennis balls. And
I'm trying to clean it up. I'm trying to clean up our show here, okay?
Okay.
Wyoming Goofy Gal sent me a message early in the week. She got like 7 inches of snow.
Wow.
I saw on Facebook that Roxy Perry, our friend, she had snow in New York. What's the deal with that, man? Snow.
This is crazy. Global warming my rear.
And I thought I saw something on the news about, well, they're working on a bill for global warming. It's like, you need to just all shut up because you don't even need to be talking about that right now.
It's already, it's,
you know,
they've already dismissed that whole deal and that it was a farce and it was a big deal to get money.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get real.
Where in the world is all my stuff at? I guess can't find it. Do you ever do this where there's just dead air on your show? Probably not.
Yeah.
And then I'm going looking for stuff.
That's when I usually go, yeah, and I start talking like an Aussie John Madden mix, you know. And the last time. It's that turducken.
Here's for Wyoming Goofy Gal.
Snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
By the way, we are live, and this is, what is this, May 15th.
May 15th.
So, what do you think? This is a pre-recorded winter show.
Snow.
Wow.
Need a Harry Connick Jr. to pull that one off, yeah. Too. Almost sounded like the, what's her face? Had the talk show for a long time in the 70s that did the Sara Lee commercials and the Chevy. And you can, let's see. And you can drive today in your Chevrolet. Remember that? You know who I'm talking about?
I remember the song, but I don't remember who it is.
She was on for a long time as a talk show host in the 70s and was a really big singer, too, that did some of those funny commercials. I can't remember it. Oh, no, it's like I'm thinking Dion, but it's not Diane or...
Diane Warwick.
Not Warwick. It was somebody else. I can't remember now.
No.
Nobody has like Sara Lee. Which is your competitor.
Yes. F them. F Sara Lee. I hope the listeners don't buy that crap.
Yeah.
You buy Wonder Bread, baby.
It's a wonder.
It's a wonder because you got the Wonder Bun Man right here.
I wish I was sweating to death because I tell you what, there's snowing out there in what'd you say, New York and
Wyoming.
And here, I feel like Noah. I'm putting water wings on the car. I can't get
just
the gold wing out.
Rain.
You can't put a prop on a gold wing and ride it. So that cuts into my ride time. And we get about one day and a half worth of sunshine. Barely gets it cleaned up. We got time for a call?
Well, we'll go ahead and pick her up, and then we'll just tell her to hang on, and then we'll continue. Trish, you just hang on there. We got a commercial break here. But anyway, you were saying.
But, I mean, it's... what was I saying? See, it don't take much to sidetrack me. Ooh, look, cookie. You know. It's that adult ADD.
I know it's the weather.
It's the weather.
The thunderstorm, all the damn rain around here.
Yeah, I mean, you get a day and a half of sunshine, and then it rains for two or three. This is insane, and I just wanted to quit.
There you go.
Great for my new grass seeds, but come on. This is a little overkill, and I want it to dry up and crack the ground and be so dusty dry that I can't see straight.
Yes, that's what I want. Get the grass dried up there.
So. There we go. Then I won't have to mow.
Outstanding. Yes, Trish, it's not Trish. Maybe we got somebody else on the phone line. We're going to take our break here at the top of the hour. We can't stop it. It's just like a freight train coming through town, and we got to do it. But I hope they've got a good story. That's what I hope. It could be Travis, I guess.
Could be a creepy.
Creepy. Could be some creepy. You know, our phone calls are unscreened, unsolicited.
We're in trouble now.
So they could come on and start saying anything. Anything. Uh-oh. They could be just anybody. That could be Carrie Byron on there right now.
That could be.
Hand me the phone.
Hey, Mac.
No,
I'm so happy you like my new breasts.
We're up on.
Kerr, be sure to check out my brand new CD titled Blues Nation. Available for purchase at cdbaby.com starting March 8, 2010. You can purchase the physical CD or MP3 downloads of your favorite songs from the album. Once again, Blues Nation, available for sale at cdbaby.com March 8, 2010.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
It's time to kick this party into high gear.
Here we go!
Do you wanna party?
Yeah.
Party!
We'd like to party.
Why don't you spell party for us?
Party people in the house.
Party people.
Party. Here they are.
The Party Posse.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
This phone call. Could it be somebody?
Could it be?
Hello, caller.
Hey.
Who is this on the phone?
It's Trish.
I know it's Trish. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Not bad. It's a slow night, isn't it?
Definitely.
I don't know what's going on. Is it us or what?
No, I just think it's just crappy out.
Yeah, everybody's depressed.
Oh, here it is. There was something going on earlier because, like, ambulances and cop cars were going by.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And you're kind of in a smaller town, aren't you?
Yeah, so, like, to see something like that this late, everybody's like, ooh, what's going on?
We haven't talked to you in forever.
What have
you been doing? I know you were going to the Dakotas, and then you were going here and there. Tell us, give us a synopsis of what you've been doing.
Just kind of house bouncing. I've been back in Connecticut since February, actually.
Oh, okay.
And my dad's coming home next month, so I'll be back in Newtown.
Cool.
And I've just been doing a lot of internet stuff again.
Oh, cool. You haven't been on eBay, have you?
A little bit, yeah, but I found this other site. It's called Listia. And, Listia. You bid with called credits. Instead of cash, and the only thing you pay for is your shipping and handling.
Oh, wow.
That's weird. Wild.
Yeah, like they start you off with 100 credits, and then from there on, like if you list one of their auctions on your Facebook, you get 10 credits. You post it on your Twitter, you get 1 credit.
Oh, cool.
So I've been doing that a lot, and I actually sold my video game Gears of War. And it sold for like a little over 1,000 credits.
Sweet. They got some pretty cool stuff on there then, I take it?
Yeah, it's like basically like, it's a revolving door of free crap.
Sweet.
So it's
the website?
Yeah, Listia.com.
Listia.com, okay.
It's like you could put your crap up there and people will buy your free crap to get more free crap.
Well, and that's no crap
until you get some crap you like and then you keep it.
Yeah, like people will sell like one button that they found in like their sewing box, and like people bid on it.
Wow.
And like they say like, oh well, you know, times are tough, and it's a really cool button, so it's like $4 shipping and handling, and these people pay the $4.
I've been looking for a button just like that all my life.
It's like, oh my God, there are people out there that are worse than I am.
It's almost like a yard sale over the internet, you know that?
Yeah. That's basically it.
You don't sound very energetic tonight.
I'm tired. I've been at the casino all day.
Whoa.
Win any good money?
No, I hit more in the arcade than I did at the casino.
Ah.
So when I started tanking real bad on the slot machines, I was like, okay, you know what? Forget this.
Just put quarters in a game, and then you'll have more fun than pulling the levers.
Yeah, and then that, we went on the Sikorsky bus trip, and they gave us these, like, $5 coupons, and you can use them for, like, the buffet or the shops, because you know I went shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the spinny wheel, and I used, like, one with dinner, but then, like, I didn't use the other ones. So we were on our way out, and I just tapped this lady on the shoulder. I gave her my tickets. I said, I wish you the best of luck. And she was like, oh, thank you so much. And I just walked out. And then the arcade was brutal. I mean, this little kid tried to take my tickets. I started yelling, hey, hey, hey. And then the guy, like, grabbed his kid. I go, nothing like watching the kids, huh? And I'm telling you, with those casinos, let me tell you, if it's not a fucking wheelchair in your way, it's a stroller. Okay? I am sorry, but just because your kid can't walk yet does not mean you could take up the whole aisle. Get out of my way.
Yeah, but you're pissed about it. Now you're getting fired up.
No stroller zone.
That's right. It's like, oh my God, and they gotta hog like the good machines too, so that their older kid can get in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, I'll trip over your stroller, make it look like an accident.
Well, it's the same with me. I've said it before. If I go to a clothing store and I go to the men's section, there's all these women hanging out looking at men's underwear and stuff, and it's like, please get the hell out of my section. This is my fucking section where I buy clothes, and I'd like to get to that rack, and your sorry ass is here. And I don't care if you're hot, if you're not, if you're old, if you're 90 years old or 14, get out of my space. This is man space.
That's why they have the men's section and the women's
section. That's right. They should fence it off is what they should do. Only males allowed.
Here's a bright idea. How about when you go to the casino, hire a babysitter? That's not a good place for kids anyway.
Well, because of the arcade. The arcade is, like, great, though. That's what it is. So the parents know they can get away with it.
Man.
Rough deal. So do you have any interesting, wacky, wild, or crazy story?
Creepy story.
Creepy story.
Crazy, creepy?
Creepy story. Like the tuna story or something like that.
Twilight Zone creepy. Yes.
You ever see a UFO? You ever see a ghost?
No, I haven't.
Wow. Man.
I'm a very boring person.
Yeah, okay, here's... I could fight.
The only creepy thing I could think of, though, is that I kind of know when the phone is going to ring.
A little psychic phone thing going on there.
Because I'll start thinking about a conversation I had with somebody, or I will just know to grab the portable, and then, like, boom, the phone's ringing.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed.
I know how you
Maybe you should be a 911 operator.
There you go. You'd be right on top of it.
No, I'd probably panic.
Well, see, I know how you can see ghosts. You get a bottle of tequila.
Those aren't ghosts.
That's your starting point.
I don't drink tequila.
Oh, I don't either.
I can't.
I stick to all, like, the fruity foo-foo drinks.
Daiquiris.
No, not even like daiquiri. Like these super sickening sweet concoctions. Like Pepsi mixed with butterscotch schnapps.
My goodness. That is.
Raspberry vodka mixed with Sprite. What else do I do?
So you get the buzz, plus you're really wired up from the sugar.
Yeah, so it's like I'm just jumped and seeing double, and then it's just out. Good night. That's when the drunk dialing starts, because it's like I know I'm crashing, but I'm trying to fight it. So I'll just start talking to, like, everybody and anybody on my contacts list.
Did you get into the whole Zima grenadine thing?
No.
Or was that, no. I guess Zima was just way long time ago.
Way long. We're old. We're old.
Oops. It was kind of a clear, you know, candy tasting type alcoholic beverage that...
I've heard people, like, talking about it, and I know the VH1, either it was like, I love the 90s or 80s.
Yeah. You'd be correct.
That's like how I get, like, my U.S. That's like my U.S. history channel, like, VH1.
That's all you need right there.
Yeah, because it's like anything like mid-90s and up, I'm fine on. Anything before that, it's like,
Yeah, it's not important before then anyway. So.
Well, like, I'm a baby of 1985, so come on.
Yeah.
Wow, I graduated in 1986.
1980, and I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, man.
Move on. So what do you got planned in your world? What's going on that you got coming up? You know, what's exciting and shaking? Anything at all?
Lots of auctions. I actually have to apply for jobs.
What you need? What you need to do is be one of those antique buyers or stuff that you need to be a company buyer that goes out and buys stuff all day.
I watched that show Pickers. I'd like to do that, but then it's like I can't see myself going in like these old ass barns just getting like covered in just dirt and everything.
The snakes and everything.
I mean,
else.
You know, my clothes are my investment, so
yeah,
I have to take care of them.
They do find some cool stuff though on that show. I watch it too.
It's a cool show. I love it.
Not as good as Mythbusters, but whatever.
So, and you know the thing I've been talking about for a while, the inbox dollars?
Mm-hmm.
They sent me a check, and I cashed it. No problem.
Oh, wow.
Right
I got a check for $28.28.
Sweet.
And it took me like 9 months to get. But that's it, and I'm back on Yeovil and Petville. So my Yeovil apartment is open, and I'm going to start up the summer house parties again.
Oh, cool. On Facebook.
Yeah, so if you guys are on my Facebook and have Yeovil, you're invited to the house parties.
Cool. Now, what do you do on Friday nights? Because, you know, the Machine Rock Show is on Friday night, and they're earlier, so you don't have to stay up all night.
I'm up all night anyway.
Yeah, I know. But you got to tune into his show.
Those guys are lame.
You kind of prefer a little more rockin' thing anyway, don't you? Don't you like rock music better than all bluesy stuff?
I like both of them.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, check them out. Go stir up their box. Thank you for being with us tonight.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
Mac and Mick.
Mac and Mick. Oh, do you have any car advice? We give car advice to. You have a car broke down?
I am the last person to go to for car advice, but I'm going to say that if you're going to start out with the windows, start out with the windshield in the front instead of the rear.
All right. Sounds good.
There you go. Okay.
Bye.
Take care.
All right, Trish. See you later.
There's Trish. Thank you for calling, Trish. Oh, we got somebody. And then she didn't have any weird things happen. No ghosts. The show's going the wrong way. All right. Let's play some music. How about that?
Sounds good to me. I'm due for DP refill. Cool. And that's a Dr. Pepper refill. Thank you.
Dr. Pepper. And I got a Coke unfill, you might say. Joe Badamata. Badamasa.
Joe Badamasa.
Look who you're on the road. Hear me
right, there he is, Joe Badamassa. Freaking awesome.
Good stuff.
Freaking awesome.
That is so freaking awesome.
All right, well, maybe we'll get another phone call. I don't know. You can call in if you want. There's a phone number on the website. We got the show notes coming up next and more wacky, wild, insane stories of tuna and other things. See, that seems like that's the only story that, and it creeped out all the women, for sure.
Creeped me out.
Here's a true creepy fact you can think about. According to the Psychological Association of America, 3 out of 10 kids raised on a farm, whether male or female, have had some sort of sex with an animal. That's a fact.
3 out of how many?
10. That's still freaking high.
Wow.
That's still high as far as I'm concerned.
Wow. Holy smoke.
Yeah.
Good thing I wasn't raised on a farm.
Well, I lived in the country, but I wasn't out on the farm. But I know some farm boys, and it's like, well, and I guess the girls too, but it's just...
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
And then, you know, it just seems a little high, but, you know, I imagine city guys, they probably used other inanimate objects, you know, park benches and shit. I don't know. I don't care. It's just creepy.
Yeah.
I'm full of creepy crap tonight. Because I'm a 49-year-old creepy dude.
You're so creepy.
I am. I'm not, just ask SVG. She'll tell you. Anyway. Well, anyway, that's what we got. Go to the website, backattravis.com, and you got the show notes there. That's what we'll be talking about in a minute. If you're a guy or a girl that swings that particular way, check out Carrie Byron's last week's Mythbusters. And also, you can check out some of the news stories. We got a vampire story coming up. Also, a woman impaled breasts and a door handle. That's pretty scary.
Ew.
And the world's smallest cannon. I thought Trish would like that one. That's on the show notes. Check out the world's smallest cannon. And they actually shoot it, and it's freaking unbelievable. That thing's dangerous. Put your eye out.
Put your eye out. More up all night.
Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. You know, most of you have gotten to know me through my radio show, Journeys with Rebecca. But I wanted to let you know that for over 20 years, I've provided readings to many, many people. I use my gifts to tune into your vibrations and your energy to bring forth information that assists you in your life. Now, I use energy techniques that can realign you to better physical health and share practical methods that can bring you peace, understanding, and more. All for you, unique individual, so that you can receive that which you need in the now. So log on to journeyswithrebecca.com and click on the About Rebecca tab and follow the reading link, or email me, rebecca@journeyswithrebecca.com.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You want to make a difference? It's simple. Be responsible. Plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
My fetish is listening to the Up All Night radio show with Mac.
All right, yeah. There we go. So it's SVG's fetish. Listen to us.
Yeah. Because we're so cool.
We are. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So what do you think, Mac?
I don't know.
Something about rain, May, and 3 days of rain that just suck the lifeblood out of you.
Yeah, it's you just can't get very enthusiastic about crap when it's weather. I just like, and maybe tomorrow I'll just sleep in late as I can and go to work.
I can't even smoke any meat out on the smoker. It just
I can't garden. Can't put the plants in. Can't get the... I was going to redo all the front things. I can't do that when it's raining. The wood's just sitting in the garage. So, anyway, there you go. We're back on the Up All Night Radio Show, and here we are. Thank you, Trish, for calling in. We had a message from Wyoming Goofy Gal. She's got a lot of snow up there. Let me see what she said here. Her phone service isn't working. Maybe it's because of the blizzard. She is listening to the show, so hello, Wyoming Goofy Gal.
Hey, Wyoming, how you doing?
And let's give her opening for
Wonder Woman.
Hey, everyone. She is in the box. Straight from the National Security Agency, it's the Wyoming Goofy Gal. Boy, I would like to be in her box.
It never gets old. It never gets old at all. Just always. I'll come in here sometime and I'll just listen to that just to put a smile on my face. So there you go. And no, she's not in the box. She could be, but I guess she's not.
Not in the box.
No. All right, go to the website, macandtravis.com. macandtravis.com. It's as simple as that. The chat box, there's free room in the chat box. It's just wide open. I mean, there's not much happening in there. It's kind of like a bar at 4 in the morning. Now, people are just kind of, here, I'm in the box, whatever.
Last call for alcohol.
Last call for alcohol. We may have to play that song here in a minute. But we're going to go through the show notes. And I guess I'll play me a cool intro because I can. Let's see, which one have we got? We don't want the dumbass. We don't want what we learned this week. Oh, here you go.
He's old, creepy, and kind of lovable in a sick sort of way. It's Mac with the Lifestyle Report.
All right, so you got the show notes there. Featured artist, Joe Badamassa.
Joe Badamassa.
And a CD of Zed Head. Well, we only got one call, so waiting on more calls. Next item on the story, on the show notes, New Zealand man attacked by vampires. Apparently, I didn't read if this was male or female, that he was attacked and sucked blood by a woman. You ever had that happen to you? You know, blood sucking?
Blood suckers. They're out there.
Yeah.
I don't think they're a myth.
Now, you know that we had that guest on that does the paranormal show?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, his name loses me. But he had a guest on there of this whole cult that drinks blood.
Wow.
And it's kind of like they'll, you know, get a bottle of it or, you know, like a Coke, I guess they probably, I don't know, and they drink the blood. And it's like, wow, that's...
You're not worried about HIV or diseases or anything?
They do something. I don't know if they take it from people they know or... some crap. I don't know if they just go to the hospital. I don't know if you can buy blood if you go to the hospital. Can I get a couple of quarts?
Wow.
Maybe so.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd be down with that. I like Bloody Marys, but I don't like them bloody. Bloody.
No. Let's see. So they charged carries penalty 14 years for, I guess, sucking people's blood.
See, that's whacked out, man. Claimed he was bitten by 3 people.
Wow. Were they women?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I think one may be and one was a dude.
Oh, that's gay. Yeah.
And a third was, so it's 2 guys and 1 gal.
So there was penetration by 2 guys.
Whoops.
Just because it was the teeth doesn't mean it's not penetration. That's just weird.
Somebody say Aquafresh?
I better go back and play the...
I mean, yeah.
I haven't played this and... no, that's not the right one. Where's the old gay sound effect? Because we love that one. Here you go, baby. I haven't played this in forever.
God hates fags. Yes, he does. God hates fags. You're a fag. He hates you, too.
No, we don't hate him. We don't hate him. We could care less.
Just Jeff Gordon.
You just don't like Jeff Gordon, that's it. I don't care for him either. They had any more spats between him and Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah, I think that's going to be an ongoing thing for a little while.
They
were told last week to stay far away from each other by Hendricks, so
I still think that's a little WWF going on there, baby.
I think it'd be funny if they just take ourselves right on out of the race, beating on each other's doors, you know.
The junior whizzes right through the middle.
That would be awesome. It might happen this week at Dover. That's a monster track there.
Is that tomorrow?
Yep.
Cool. Cool. Well, we could do the racing. I want to find out how your race went. Did you have your race today? Hold on. Let me give you the intro here.
No, I didn't.
I like that part.
I was late.
Making a wedge adjustment and playing with their catch cans. What's new? Here's Mac and Travis with the Racing News. Up All Night Radio Show.
So, you haven't had your race yet?
I haven't had Sunday nights. And, last week was just pitiful.
After a good week, and then you had a bad week.
Talladega went great. Last week at Darlington was just not good.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Not good at all. That's always one of my worst tracks anyway. That explains every bit of it. One of my DNFs for the season this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you do the road courses too?
Yeah, we do.
Is that a pain in the butt?
It is a pain in the butt. And in fact, I run the Nationwide Series as well on Wednesday nights. And we had Road Atlanta, a road course in Atlanta that I just didn't even run because I know me.
Cut across the garage.
I do fairly well at Infinity and Sonoma, whatever you want to call it now, but. Used to be Sears Point back in the day, and I do all right there. Not extravagant, but Watkins Glen, that's a real mother.
Oh, yeah. It's tough for me to even watch, so I'm just weird.
I don't mind watching it as long as there's a little bit of action going on, you know. This whole spoiler thing, they did away with the wing, and now they've cycled in, and they're using the new spoiler now, and I think it makes it handle a little better. In fact, we're switching over on our online league here in June in another 3 weeks to the spoiler package as well. So,
cool.
Yeah, and all my testing on my setups that I have compared to the wing and the adjustments make to the spoiler, it's makes it a little stable, more stable car. So
you get close and ride side by side.
Yeah,
a little
it's not as bad, except for the shark fin. The new shark fin down the driver's side rear window. And across the trunk lid, still there. And if you get too close, it'll suck you around. If you're moving along, it'll actually pull you. So that's the one drawback to that. I say we go back to the cars that we had in the 70s.
That's one of my issues with the new car, the one that looks everything. Everybody's the same thing. Yeah, you can't. I know. The Monte Carlos didn't look like a Monte Carlo, but at least they sort of kind of could imagine it. I mean, that's the thing. And now it's like, well, he's driving the Monte Carlo. And you look at it and go, that's the same car as Jeff Gordon's driving and everybody else is driving.
They got the new Impala package now, the Toyota Camry and Dodge Charger and the Ford I think they're
Fusion?
Running the Fusion or the what's the other one? It's not a Taurus anymore. Mm. It may be the Fusion. Maybe it is the Fusion they're running now. The body. Mm. I don't really look too much outside of the Chevy
you
stuff.
Do like a Hyundai, that'd be excellent.
It's bad or enough
Kia.
We got a Toyota in there.
Jeff Gordon's Kia is coming on strong.
So, yeah, it'd be interesting. Dover's all right. I'm just not a big fan of it. It's a hard track to drive, and takes a lot of patience. And you can go down a lap, two, three laps, actually, in a hurry.
It's wide, isn't it? Is it the wide track?
It's not real. I mean, you can run too wide through there. I wouldn't push three wide, but you can do too wide. But I don't want to be the guy on the top going through the corners because you're going to go into a wall somewhere. But it's fairly fast. I mean, it's 160, 165 mile an hour, you know, straightaways. And about 140, 130, 40 in the turns. So.
Yeah. I'm Talladega guy.
I love Talladega and Daytona and all the super speedways.
Even the mid-size is okay. And I can deal with the short tracks. But I tell you, the track I can't watch is, AZ is freaking the Arizona track outside of it.
Oh, Phoenix?
Yeah.
Speedway? We raced that a while back, and that's another hard one to run.
And it's just goofy looking.
Some murder. Yeah, I like Lowe's Super Speedway and stuff like that, but I can't do the... I can't do Martinsville. It's just monotonous. Yeah, I mean, you're just banging all the time, all the way around the track. It's just nothing but brakes and banging. And even Richmond gets on my nerves just because it's a real tedious track. If you don't hit your mark every time, you're just spinning your wheels. You wear out your tires, and you're just done.
Now, is Danica going to be back next year, or is this just a trial run and it's over with?
You know, I look to see her come back. You know, the few times, if she can get past and get up in there and rough it up with the guys a little bit, show them, you know, she's not going to get discouraged, then I think she'll have a better chance. But as we've all seen in the past, when a woman driver comes up into the Cup Series, that they bang around on her pretty hard, you know. They don't give no slack.
Yeah.
And they do that for a reason. It's a good old boy racetrack, you know, racing. And you're going to have to be tough to stay out there and do it. And you need to bang them back and say, hey, I ain't going to put up any crap. You run into me, I'm going to run into you.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. You got to be aggressive back. Just it's like, not like funny car racing or something. Was that one young chick that races funny cars?
Oh, yeah. What was her? Shirley Montowney. And who was the other?
There's a new one. And she's
Force?
Really, she's only like 5 foot. She's kind of, well, I shouldn't say hot because I think she's pretty young.
You thinking Ashley Force? John Force's daughter?
Could be.
She was in it racing with Castrol, I believe, for a while. And not too bad looking either.
Yep, I think that's the one. Yeah. I didn't know how old she was, so I didn't want to say, oh, she was hot.
I think she's the legal age one. All three of his daughters have raced at one point.
That's right.
I think the youngest decided that wasn't really the path she really got, you know, wanted. But I think Ashley and Brittany are the two that actually kind of got into it a little bit.
Cool.
I miss that show, Driving Force. It just kind of was there, and then all of a sudden it was gone. I was like, dang, what the heck?
Yeah.
Kind of like all of them.
Yeah.
Paul Jr.'s in town this weekend.
Well, I seen that.
He's out at Bass Pro Shops sporting his new Coleman 10th anniversary, or is it 10th anniversary or 100th anniversary Coleman grill?
Might be 100, because I know they've been around.
Yeah, he had like 10 diamond type or 10 rivet type things around to signify the anniversary deal. But he's the commercial for that is so stupid. Hey, who parked that grill next to my bike?
Oh, God.
And he's like, it all turns around, and then Junior's like in and up going, you know, well, the guy's like, well, so you make grills now and not motorcycles. Oh, I still do motorcycles, but not for guys that park their bikes so close to my grill.
I think I have seen that.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, I sidetracked us again, didn't I?
Oh, that's funny. I'm going to go a little bit farther. This was back in 81, probably, and I was an amateur radio operator and did the shortwave. I was Mr. Geek and all that. No, this was actually 78. But I picked up a communication from a Learjet, or whatever it was a jet, and it was the executives from Coleman.
Really?
With the president, not with the president, but they were talking about the president of the company, and they were bad-mouthing him and calling him names, and it was the funniest thing you ever heard. But I could tap into those phone back then, you know, phone calls was like, it was just radio. And I also picked up from the Queen Elizabeth.
Wow.
Phone calls off of that, and I tell you, I've never heard more gay guys in my life than I did then. Holy crap. Two guys talking about, one of them was getting married aboard the ship and all this other stuff to another guy.
Whoa.
And all this other crap, and I'm going, wow. It was a very educational thing back in the day. So
that was kind of like me. I wasn't an amateur radio, but I did do an amazing feat for the late 70s. Had one of them 23 channel Cobra CB radios.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was a 23 channel. Oh, it wasn't
yeah.
a 40.
Yeah.
And I had it on a 12-volt power supply from Radio Shack down in my basement, and I ran a super long coax all the way up to the top of my chimney. Didn't even mount the antenna because there was one of the bricks was off the top of the chimney, so there was still the brick hole. And I just shoved the coax wire into the bottom of the antenna and set it on there. And I got a skip to Lawrence.
Oh, wow.
From Raytown, Missouri, which is a heck of a skip.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there talking back and forth on this thing, and it was like an 8-watt transmitter on that one, on that mobile. And it was like, wow, I got to Lawrence. I thought I had gone to heaven.
Those are the fun times there. I really enjoyed the shortwave. And we had a house, and I had a string of wire wrapped around the house two times. And this is, you know, it's a 3 or 4 bedroom house. It's huge.
Right.
And I got this wire, and I saved money just to get wire, get another chunk of wire and add to it.
Because
the longer the wire, the better and shit. And it was stupid. And I had the hanging, drooping antennas. And
right on.
It was a blast. Did you get it all? And I got, you know, you got these little cards if you send away for them, verifying that you heard a station. And I got a bunch of them from communist countries. And I imagine those are kind of cool now with no communism except for China.
Might be a collector's item.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shortwaves still alive and well.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why we got off on this.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Let's get back to something more interesting. Next item on the show notes, woman in who was in impaled breast onto a door handle has been cut free by firefighters. And this one, I don't know. But
that kind of hurt, I would imagine.
Imagine it would.
What? No pictures?
No pictures, no.
Wow.
Caused trauma like this, no. Feel deep the object inside the woman. Internal damage may have been caused. This an old impaling thing. Is just the name impaling scares the hell out of me.
Reminds me of Vlad.
Yeah. You always hear people falling off of, you know, the roof, and they fall into the fence that happens to have the fence post, and they're impaled there.
Yuck.
So.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah. They had a...
We'll be back right after this. Up All Night.
This is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great. Have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Prince Anthony was the handsomest man in the entire kingdom.
Ma'am, am I handsome?
His fondest wish was to find a beautiful bride.
Of course, she doesn't have to be as stunning as me.
But Prince Anthony couldn't find one. Why? Well, because he never left the palace.
Being this pretty isn't easy.
He spent all day lifting weights and getting his back waxed.
Ow!
And trimming and grooming and tweezing and plucking.
Perfecting perfection.
Meanwhile, his less good-looking but far more charming brother Benji found a bride. So did his rather unattractive cousins and even his flat-out butt-ugly Uncle Stanley.
I don't understand it. I am way better looking.
Unfortunately, none of the women in the kingdom knew this because none of them had ever seen him.
But if they ever did.
But they didn't. So Prince Anthony spent his entire life all alone until he was old and toothless, bald and fat, saggy and rather flabby.
At least my back isn't very hairy.
You may have the best product or service in the world, but if nobody knows about it, you just have the best product or service in the world. It's called advertising, and it works. Your competitors know this. Why don't you? This message brought to you by this station, Adweek Magazine, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and the famous Radio Ranch.
He's old and creepy and staring at my chest. Wow, it's Mac.
Thought I found the right woman.
kill her any time. Thought I had a chance to start all over. You said to be there every step of the way. But all I ever get, all I ever get is empty promises, baby. Empty promises. But as time went on, we stayed together. Never change. You said you wouldn't break my heart, nothing of us. And we will make it some way. Thought I had a chance to start all over. You said you'd be there every step of the way. All I ever get, all I ever get is empty promises. Empty promises, baby.
Thank you.
Michael Burks right there. Okay, so we had AZ Racer. He should have called in earlier. He had a ghost story, and now it's too late. And you could have won a CD.
Daggum it.
Maybe he'll call in next week and tell us the great story.
Hold that thought for a week.
Yes, hold the thought for a week, and then call in next week, AZ Racer. And also, Trish apparently has bought this item. The link is in the chat box. Please tell us what this is. Describe what this thing is here.
It's... you know what I said about it. I don't know if you want to say that.
You can just give the name of it. Is pretty bad right there.
It's a Hello Kitty and stuff you do with your body.
Body massager and vibrator.
Yeah, Hello Kitty.
I'm not going anywhere with it. I'll let you do that.
I don't. Why are you putting it on me?
You were talking to her in the chat box. Like,
no, I wasn't. I said, hey, there it is. Look at that link. Read the link.
Did you really buy that, Trish? That's what we want to know. And you might as well tell us what you're going to do with it, too, in the chat box.
For sore muscles.
Yeah, helps you relax. Sure. It has a pointy end on it, too.
It's got a kitty end.
Well, AZ, next week, call in and tell us a story. We'll extend the Twilight Zone show because it's been kind of a ghostly show here because there's nothing, nobody been listening. I should do that. All I've got is, do I have time for this? This is a short segment now. I got the Twilight Zone. Where's my, what's the other show that was off the air now? Ah, damn it.
Well, they had In Search Of, they had Elvira, they had...
Oh, yes, Elvira.
Crypt Keeper, all kinds of gory stuff. Yeah. I used to like Friday Fright Night.
Mm.
Remember Channel, KCTV 5, Channel 5?
Yeah.
And it was sponsored by Ray Adams, Toyota, Raytown.
There you go.
Oh, X-Files, yeah.
Now, was she hot?
Oh, Scully?
Yeah, I love Dana Scully.
Oh, wow. She was hotness.
All right, I'm going to go through this real list real quick here. This is on the show notes. Let's see, the top most popular women, according to Google. Let me see what you think about this list of the most popular women. It's on FFHN. Let's see, number 20, Michelle Obama. Number 19, Lindsay Lohan. Number 18, Jessica Simpson. Number 17, Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
16, Mariah Carey. Is she still around? I thought she would go away.
Yeah, she's nailing Nick Cannon.
Oh, God. Number 15, Jennifer Lopez, Megan Fox, Oprah Winfrey. Get out of here.
Oprah Winfrey?
Who the hell searching for Oprah Winfrey?
Oh, my goodness.
Angelina Jolie. I can't even say her name. Taylor Swift. Oh, that's that, what should we call it? The singer, right?
Yeah, the country singer.
Shakira. Now, here's one. I finally got to somebody I care about, Avril Lavigne. I love her. Number 8, Paris Hilton. I can't believe she's still popular.
Gee whiz.
Who's searching out porn from her? God. Miley Cyrus. Britney Spears. Rihanna. Beyonce.
Rihanna.
Madonna. Who's the idiot searching out Madonna?
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's got to be a lot of them to be number 3. Nothing wrong with Madonna, but come on. This number 2, I never heard of Kesla. Kesla? What's her name? K-E-S-H-A.
Oh, Keisha.
Keisha. I don't know who the hell she is.
I don't know
she's
who that
number
is.
2 searched. And number 1. All right, let me get the drum roll here.
Number 1.
And the number 1 most popular woman in the universe, Lady Gaga. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Sorry, AZ.
That's just crazy.
You had to know that was coming.
You had to know.
That's just not right. Yeah.
I'm just confused, especially the Paris Hilton, especially.
Yeah, that, I thought number that was 8, gone.
She's so yesterday, man.
You know, and that's kind of funny that Paris Hilton would be on there, but the other little troublemaker isn't. Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, well, she's 19. Lindsay Lohan was 19. But she's way down there. And Lindsay Lohan is still semi-good looking.
Yeah.
You know, semi. I can see Sarah Palin because they're searching her out, you know, for people like me. I've searched her out. Look, find some pictures of her. Admiral Levine, I'm always searching for her. How about Carrie Byron?
Oh, yeah. That's the number one list on Up All Night.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Just a shoehorn. It's a shoehorn on a stick.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
No, I had to put that in somewhere.
On a stick.
That's who we are. We're a stick here.
I saw that commercial the other night.
Molly did?
Yes.
Is that great or what?
I'm like, oh my God, it is real.
He's a good pitch man, too.
Billy Mays is turning over in his grave. See who I get replaced by.
Yeah, no Kim Kardashian.
Nope.
That's surprising, because I thought she was very searchable. A hell of a lot more searchable than Paris Hilton.
Oh, yeah, by far.
But anyway, so, well, what'd you think? Give us a rating on this show, the big Twilight Zone show. Boy, talk about a freaking disaster. Oh, my freaking God.
I feel like we were in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, we were. This show has been in the Twilight Zone. We've had listeners. Nobody's getting the chat box. One phone caller.
Wowzers.
But
I'll have to pick up my pace.
What's the theme for next week? The cricket show?
More rain.
More rain.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
All right, we'll go back there. The Burt Bacharach show will be next week. All Burt Bacharach music. I can say Burt Bacharach. You ever play that in Las Vegas? Burt Bacharach?
Nope.
Bacharach?
Nope. Never played
right.
that.
Anyway, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it. Don't forget to join the McShane Rock Show.
Right on.
Fridays, 9 p.m. Central United States time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Friend us up on Facebook, too.
And you weren't here to hear. I played both of your songs, AZ Racer, but you out of the room and you didn't hear them.
Use out of the room.
I'll tell you what. I'll get them for you next week. Next week, you'll have both of your songs. So there you go.
Right on.
We had so much to get to, so much to talk about.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, next time when I go rambling on, just smack me upside the head. I'll shut up.
I'll just mention tuna. That's all I got to do. That was the highlight of the show, was in the first segment when I mentioned tuna. Tuna and maggots and a cat licking it out.
That was just wrong.
Have you heard that before, though? You've heard that before.
No, I
didn't hear that urban legend.
Oh. You know, and now I'll never eat tuna out of those fresh-packed tunas anymore. Never again. Because no. I won't get that out of my brain. Thanks, Mac.
Woo! And thank you, Trish, Diva Trish, for calling in. It's been a long time.
Yeah, thanks, Diva.
Always glad to hear from you. And AZ in the box. Now we got six people in the box. I don't know who else is in there. Oh, Anonymous 0163. Thank you for listening, Anonymous 601.
Yes.
50609.
90210.
90210.
Oh, yeah, 8675.
Why don't they have a reunion show for that?
They do.
Oh, they do?
I think they do. I think they've got a new one going now. Yeah. Yeah. 90210. I think there's an adulted.
You know, I once bowled with Shannon Doherty.
Do what?
I once bowled with Shannon Doherty.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell the whole story next week. That's okay. Your tease. You'll be thinking about it all week long.
Woohoo!
Thank you there, Mick.
Thanks, Mac.
I'd probably
Thanks,
do her.
Everybody, for listening.
I'd do her. If I wasn't married, I'd do her.
cone at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancer, little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. In the pool halls, the hustlers and the losers used to watch them through the glass. Well, I'd stand outside at closing time just to watch her walk on past. Unlike all the other ladies, she looked so young and sweet as she made her way along down that empty street, down on Main